listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us. We're opening the musical part of our service today with the selection, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand, it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand, I guess I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, protect me by thy servant power.
Troubled world in which we are living today, we certainly need the Lord to hold our hand and to lead us. And if He will lead us, and if He will lead us if we'll let Him, then He will lead us in the way that is right. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our service is being heard, the Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to hearts. Now, you see our congregation. You love each one of them. You know their needs. And we're asking you to bless them, minister to them, and help them that they might receive from thy hand that which they stand in need of. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we are continuing our service with We Will Follow.
We'll follow the Lord all the way.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Led by the Lord. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Psalms, chapter 5, beginning with verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, and thou compassest him with a shield. What is the advantage of having a guide? Without a guide, one may wander around in circles. never reaching the destination. Without a guide, one may travel long and far and never see the most important thing. I was a tour host for a number of groups to the Bible Lands, and we always had a guide. So a guide is very necessary, and our subject today is led by the Lord. As we travel the Christian way, we do have a guide. I have four questions. Why, how, where, when? Number one, why must we be led? Because of the enemies. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. And that's the eighth verse of our text today. They are wicked and deceiving, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. And that's verse 9 of our text. Satan does not overlook any opportunities. And therefore we are told, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Because of our lack of understanding and helplessness, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Without me, you can do nothing. So Jesus said, as recorded in John 15 and 5. Many are lost because they refuse to follow the right leader. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Many are self-sustaining materially, but are blind spiritually, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Now our second question, how does he lead? How does the Lord lead? In his righteousness. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. And we read in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. By his word, when we talk about how does he lead us, by his word and by his spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4 and 4. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we read in Romans 8 and 14. Through teaching and preaching, go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19 and 20. How does he lead? Through divine providence. It is good to have the Lord to lead us. Now, question number 3. Where does he lead us? The unsaved, he leads to repentance. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And to the saved, he leads in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's Psalm 23, verses 1, 2, and 3. Through the depth of sorrow, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Through temptation and trials, we're talking a moment about where does he lead us? And he leads us through temptations and trials. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad also with exceeding joy. And that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. There is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And the Lord leads through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23 and 4 tells us, it is, or Hebrews 9:27 tells us, it is appointed unto man once to death. And the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If we will let the Lord lead us, he will lead us to our eternal home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's verse 6 of Psalm 23. Now the fourth question, when does he lead? The moment you are saved and are willing to follow, the Lord is ready to lead you. He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. The Lord will lead when we are troubled. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61 and 2. He leads us all the day long. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. That's Psalm 25, 5. We have a song in our hymn book, and it's entitled, He Leadeth Me. And I'd like to read the words of this song at this time. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I'd be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes, mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by waters calm or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. Lord, I would clap thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur or repine. Constant, whate'er the lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, e'en death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. And the chorus of this song, He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by Him His hand He leadeth me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with this precious people today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has proven and made a blessing to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we bring our broadcast to a close, I'd like to give you our postal address and invite you to write us. If the broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And then our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, not only the current issue, but we have an archive of a number of years of our magazine there on our webpage. Also, we have an archive of some of our broadcasts. If you have missed any and would like to hear one over, you may go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and listen. Also, we invite you to be with us in our regular church services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. The webpage address again, or address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our service today. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Crying to God.